Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum and the Zchus of a Refua Shlema for Adol Bas Alta Chayu should have a speedy and painless Refua Shlema. We have been studying the bracha of Asher Yatzar, the most common bracha we recite, a bracha which notes and observes and praises Hashem not only for the brilliance and not only for the success of our digestive system, our nutritional system, and so on, but the miracle, the intricacy, the minutiae, the details of the human body as a whole. We last spoke about the beginning of the bracha, Asher Yatzar Es Adam Bichachma, that God created the human being with tremendous wisdom. And we quoted multiple interpretations. Is the wisdom on God, or is the wisdom the way in which He built and endowed man? The bracha continues, Ubara bo nikavim nikavim, that God formed us and made us up with countless openings and channels, chalulim chalulim, conduits. What do these different things mean? So the commentaries explain, nikavim are the openings to the body, like the mouth and the nose and the area where we eliminate the food we ate. Chalulim are within the body, the heart and the digestive system. All of it needs to be operating perfectly. All of it needs to be working in harmony. Everything that needs to be open should be opening, or sealed needs to be sealed. And if anything's off, even by a small detail, it's able to compromise us tremendously, even compromising our ability to sustain and our health, our well-being, and our longevity. And so therefore we acknowledge God, Barabo, that He created a system that works perfectly with spigots and openings, with flaps, with entrances and exits, and all of it needs to be working in harmony and perfectly. Galui v'yadua lifnei kisei kvodecha, that it is revealed, it's known before you, God, not only you, God, but the throne of your glory, the highest place of Shechina, the highest place of godliness, the kisei kvodecha, it's known before God. Why are we mentioning the kisei kvodecha? Such a lofty description of Hashem here on a bracha that has to do with the most mundane, the most base activity that a human being engages in. And the Gran, as Imre Noam explains, that's exactly the point, to show that Hashem is involved in every aspect of our lives. Nothing is too lowly, nothing is too small, even from kisei kvodecha, even from His lofty throne, He's involved in these small, intimate details of our lives. Whether these systems are working perfectly, whether they're compromised, whether there's a sense of urgency, whether there's illness, God is not just involved in the great and the lofty and the ephemeral. God is involved even in what seems to be the most profane, the most mundane, the most lowly. It's galui v'yadua lifnei kisei kvodecha. If we're engaged, if we're undergoing a stomach virus or pain, we're having a challenge or an urgency or a compromise, or if everything is working perfectly, it's all the Yad Hashem, it all emanates from kisei kvodecha. That's the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, this brecha, this flow of the blessing that all of our organs and all of our limbs and all of the openings and all the clothings, they're all working perfectly in harmony. It's all a reflection of kisei kvodecha. It says the gra in this bracha is the affirmation that we don't believe God is only involved in the great, the lofty, and the spiritual. Even in this component, the most base mundane component, the component of our lives that instills within us shame and that keeps us humble, as we saw in Asher Yatzar Es Adam Bechachma. What does God know? What's galui v'yadua? What is known and revealed before Him? She'im yipaseich achad mehem, o yisaseim achad mehem, yifshar lehiskayim v'la'amod lefanecha. If the heart of the digestive system would perforate, if our internal organs would have a hole, they would perforate, they would break down, we could never survive. And if the external organs that are supposed to be open to enable us to breathe or to enable us to eliminate food, if they would be sealed, if they would close off, similarly, we would suffocate or we would die or we would implode. Everything that's supposed to be closed needs to stay closed. Everything that needs to stay open has to stay open. If anything malfunctions, if it malfunctions significantly, we're compromised even to the point of death. The Mechaber, Rav Yosef Karo, in his translation of this bracha says, when we're in the womb, our mouth is sealed so that we can live even in utero. When we're born, the system knows the mouth has to open so that we can breathe. It's chachma, this brilliant wisdom to the whole system and how it's designed. So it's known before God. And meaning He's involved with every detail, whether they are open, whether they're closed, whether everything's working at top maximum efficiency, whether it's working right. And if not, efshar lehiskayim v'la'amud lefanecha. Lehiskayim means we can't be kayim, we can't live. We simply can't live, we can't operate, we can't function and maximum capacity, we can't realize our potential. V'la'amod l'fanecha, says the Ksav HaKabbalah of Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, la'amod l'fanecha means we can't serve you. If our health is compromised, if we're not functioning, if we don't have a sense of balance and equilibrium, if these systems and organs aren't working properly, la'amod l'fanecha, our mission, our mandate, the purpose for which we are here on earth, we cannot succeed, we cannot fulfill it. So the bracha is also an appeal to Hashem. Since it's galui v'yadu l'fnei kisei kvodecha, you from your lofty place are involved even in the intimate details of this digestive system, of our nature, of our medical, anatomical being. Since you're so involved, we appeal to you. We can't be la'amod l'fanecha, we can't serve you. We can't fulfill your mission and vision for us. We can't transform and repair your world unless you endow us with that bracha. Baruch ata Hashem rofei chol basar, what does it mean? God is the Rofei Kol Basar. He is the healer of all flesh, of all basar. Says the Avud Raham that God created the body as a factory. It separates good from bad. It only keeps the good. This notion of the differentiation between good and evil, between tov v'ra, the body itself is a system. It's a factory. It's a chemical process, which is a model and a symbol for us of really what is our mandate in life, to separate the good from the bad. Says the Avud Raham, Rofei Chol Basar, he heals us because it has to operate in order for us to be alive and to work. He is Mafli La'asos. He works miracles through the human body. Says the Ramah, what is Mafli? It's a Pella. It's a wonder that the same unit, the same body can house both the Guf and the Neshama. Our one being has within it both the body and the soul. Says the Gra, the soul doesn't need food, only the body. The Pella, the Plia is that if you go a few days without eating, the Neshama withdraws from the body. It's the soul which seems to extract and the soul moves on. What does the Neshama care whether the body ate or not? That's the Pella, that there's an integration and there's a symbiotic relationship between the body and the soul. It all works as one. Our body houses our soul. And while the essence of us is we are a soul and we have a body, we need it to be a healthy body so the soul can use it as an instrument and as a vehicle to make choices, to be able to accomplish our mission. This bracha is an incredible statement, an affirmation of appreciation, of hoda'ah for the gift of health, and an affirmation that we're prepared to use our health in order to serve Hashem.